Exodus chapter number 15. If you look with me there, we'll start reading verse number 22 in that chapter.
Exodus 15, verse 22, the Bible said, So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statue and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to the commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." And they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they entered encamped there by the waters. Here in this scripture we find the Israelites coming through the Red Sea, walked through on dry ground, and God destroyed the enemy in the Red Sea. Amen. They sang a song of praise to God after they had won the battle. God defeated Pharaoh and his chariots, and now they came in the wilderness for 3 days. God leads them that way, and they have no water to drink. And when they found some water, the Bible said that the water here was called Marah because they were bitter waters. I want to preach tonight, if God will help me, just a little while on the thought tonight, has God ever showed you the tree? Amen. Has God ever showed you the tree? You know, if you look at this scripture tonight, the bitter waters pictures a bitter sin, the bitterness of sin. It's a picture of a bitter life and going through bitterness as a man does sometimes. He comes to this in the journey, and they see this water that looks like a body of water that would be reasonable, I reckon, to drink of. But when they got to it, it wasn't. It was bitter. Now, this was in the desert, amen. This was water that had been come out of the sand. In the wilderness, this water here would look brackish, amen. I got to thinking, I don't know if you remember, on the way to the coast, a lot of times, you pass them old dirty looking waters, amen. Maybe a big old pond, this black looking water. I kind of picture that in my mind when they got there. The water didn't look good enough to drink, amen. And it wasn't good enough because it was bitter. And here in the scripture, the Bible said that they asked Moses what they're going to do. There's no water out here for 3 days. We've traveled and now we're at a place that there's bitterness, amen. There's a place that we can't drink this water. And I want to tell you tonight, praying that took God. Thank God to get us out of what we was in. It took God to give us something. Thank God when we couldn't do it ourselves. Here they are in a mess. And need God to do something for them. And they didn't know what to do. Amen. I want to tell you this tonight. They couldn't do nothing. Amen. They could not perform anything on that water and make it different. And there's a lot of things you go through in this life that you can't make no different. Amen. There'll be better circumstances. There'll be better trials. There'll be better hardships. There's bitterness of sin. There's bitterness of opposition. There's all kind of bitter things that we face as the people of God. But the worst thing a man can face is the bitterness of sin. That he's undone and lost in his own way. And he don't have no way out. And now they come to these waters. Amen. And now they can't drink it. And the Bible said that Moses, thank God, cried to God. And the Bible said that the Lord showed him a tree. Amen. I'm glad tonight, thank God for the day that God showed me a tree. That God showed me a tree. Thank God when I was lost and done without God. I'm glad for the day that God showed me a tree. That's right, brother. I'll give you a few thoughts about this tree. Amen. I want to say it's a picture of Calvary tonight. Hey, when man couldn't get out of the bitterness of sin, it's a picture of Calvary. Thank God the Bible said he bore our sins in his own body on the tree. It was Calvary's tree. Amen. That can only heal. He said here in the Lord that healeth thee. That's right. Jehovah Rapha, which means the Jehovah heals. And it was only him that could heal the waters. Later on, they got there and they had all kind of water. Thank God, but I'll tell you, that water wasn't as precious as that first water. You know why? Because that first water, thank God, had to be performed a miracle upon. God had to do something to that water. I'll tell you, brother, there's nothing good as the preciousness of salvation and knowing that you've been saved. Thank God that God performed a miracle in your life. That he saved you by his power. Hey, tonight. Nothing greater than being saved by the grace of God. That's right. You know you're saved, or you know you're saved. Something about this tree here. I'll give you a few thoughts. Number one thing was the tree had to go into the waters, not the water into the tree.
Right. Yeah.
He said, there's a tree. And what he done, he cut the tree and cast it into the waters. You see, Calvary had to come to you. Calvary had to come to you. You couldn't get the Calvary. You couldn't get to God. But God had to come to you. That's why it's a miracle tonight. Man could not save himself. Man could not get to God. But God came to him. The Bible said in John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. The only way a man is saved is Calvary comes to him. Thank God, Jesus in Calvary comes to that sinner. That's the only way a man is saved. That's why the Bible said, thank God, that he saw it, showed him a tree. Hey, and when he saw that tree, thank God there was hope for them bitter water. And when he cast the tree in, thank God the tree got in the water. Amen. That's the only hope you got tonight, is the tree get in your heart. A Calvary come to you. Thank God it saved you. The only hope you got is Jesus come to you. And my friend, if he ever does, thank God there'll be a difference in the water. Amen. That's right. I want to say this too. Notice this. Not a little thought about that. Thank God the tree took care of the bitter waters. Amen. There wasn't nothing else could take care of it. But that tree that God showed the man of God took care of them bitter waters. Amen. I'm glad tonight God took care of my sin problem. Thank God when I got to Calvary, when Calvary come to me, sin, my friend, was taken care of. What Jesus died on Calvary for, he died for our sin. I look at Calvary tonight and I see I was a terrible sinner. When I look at Calvary and hear a Calvary song, I see, oh God, I was a terrible sinner. That I sinned against God Almighty. But thank God that Calvary took care of sin. Calvary, my friend, took care. Thank God of that old brackish sin in my life. That old darkened heart by sin. But Calvary came where I was at. I took care of everything in my life. I'm telling you tonight, thank be unto God. That if you're bitter tonight, your heart and you got sin and controlling you, I'm telling you there's a tree called Mount Calvary. Thank God that can take care of every sin you ever committed and make you clean. Thank God save you by grace. I'm telling you to take care, thank God, of your sin problem tonight. That's right. Notice this here about that tree. The tree made it possible for all to drink the water. Amen. When he threw that tree in there, it made it possible for all them Israelites that exited Egypt to drink all that water. Thank God that little boy could get down there and get a drink. That man could get down there and get a drink. That Israelite woman that came out under the blood can get a drink. I'm telling you what the tree does. It opens the door for everybody to get a drink. Hey, it's
not just a certain few. Everybody in great tonight. Thank God because of the tree that's been put in the water. I'm thankful tonight. Praise the Lord. That it don't matter who you are. Thank God you can drink from the water. Because of Calvary. Because of the cross. Because of the tree. Thank God you can drink there tonight. It don't matter who you are. Where you've been. What you've done. It's available. Thank God to drink from the water. Amen. That's right. It don't matter who you are. Thank God you can drink tonight from the water. Thank God. I tell every Israelite had an opportunity to drink from the water. But when they got there, none could drink. But in this dispensation, when Jesus died, he made it. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. That anybody could get in and drink from this water. I want to know tonight, friend, have you ever drank from this water? I know that the tree has made clean. Amen.
That's right. That's the only way you can get saved. Notice this here. It was the tree that made the waters worth drinking.
Right.
That's right. You say, what makes it worth living? The tree. That's right. You know what he did? In my sin, he showed me a tree.
Right.
I won't say this. God showed it to Moses, but everybody's seen it. That's right. God's got to show you the tree if you ever get saved. You got to see it's Calvary. Salvation's not trying to get saved.
Right.
Oh, you can try all your life and never get saved.
Yep.
It's not by men. It's not by might. It's by the Spirit of God.
Yep.
It's by God making known to you about this truth. I can't make it known, but God can. The only way I can ever know this is God show it to me. I tell you, I didn't know how to get saved. But I'm glad, thank God, that God showed unto me that it wasn't what I could do, but it's what He did. It's what Calvary did. It's what Jesus did on the tree. He paid for my sin debt. And if a man will see the tree, then he can be saved. Thank God, what about Genesis? Thank God there was a tree there. Amen. That God said, thou shalt not eat thereof. But Adam took of that fruit and ate and brought death on the human race. Amen. That tree was a tree of death unto us because it brought sin and death into the world. But when Jesus came, thank God this tree gave life. Where the first tree gave death, this tree gave life. And when he died, he gave life to men. If anybody would come to him, thank God he could be saved. That's why he died, to save you. He didn't die a random death. He didn't die, my friend, to leave it up to you what you want to do. He died for sin. He died for your sin. He died for my sin. And he died for sin that you could be saved. Amen. That's why he died. Amen. Thank God. The first tree brought condemnation. But the second tree brought deliverance. That's right. Thank God he shown me a tree. Oh yeah. Thank God. Oh, I was struggling with sin and shame. I couldn't get out of sin. But thank God one day. Amen. Old Brother Bob told me all that he could. It had to be more than what Brother Bob said. It had to be something from God. I sitting in my chair the other morning, and thank God was thinking about being saved, and I opened the Word of God up, and as I read this passage, and I thought, oh, thank God for the day that He showed me the tree. He showed me what the Lord did. Thank God that I didn't have to die. I didn't have to go, my friend, to hell. I'm thankful tonight. Thank God that He showed me it's on a tree. I'm telling you tonight, friend, thank God of this tree. He made the water worth drinking. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Bless His good and holy precious name, boys. Amen. I ain't never seen nothing as beautiful
as an old rugged cross. Thank God where Jesus died for my sin and for your sin. I'm telling you, he was beaten there. He was striped there. My friend, he was, his visage was marred. That a man, you couldn't even tell who he was. He went there and was punished. God the Father turned his back on him. He was beat, my friend. He hung 6 hours on an old rugged tree. I was pierced there. I'm going to tell you, brother, that pierce is still in his hand. Thank God when he arrives in the heaven to call us out, you'll see his hands and in his feet. Thank God what he did on the tree. I'm telling you tonight, praise the name of God for what he did on a tree. I'm telling you, you'll see one day. Thank God in his own hand for what he did, friend. He gave his life a ransom for many. Amen. That's right, he hung there 6 hours. In the last three, it was in total darkness. Oh, brother. Hallelujah, glory. He done that for me. I've done you, I'm unworthy. I'm a wretch and a worm. Oh, I am, friend. I'm nothing tonight. And neither are you. But I tell you, I am in him. I'm glad he put a tree in the water. He put a tree in my way. It was Calvary's tree. Thank God that'll save any sinner tonight. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Only Calvary makes it worth living. That's the only thing worth living for. I've heard a lot of people say, "I really don't have nothing to live for." Well, if you got Jesus, you do. And every man's got something worth living for. Because God gave him life.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, I've got something to live for tonight.
Right.
Thank God. I'm going to tell you, friend, I don't have to live for this world. Thank God the Bible said, love not the world, neither things that are in the world. Thank God the world couldn't do for me what Jesus did. And it still can't. Amen. Salvation is of the Lord. It's not of this world. The world don't know what I'm preaching about. The world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Hey, my friend died. Thank God, I tell you what Moses did. He cried to God and said, "Lord, what am I going to do?" And he showed him a tree. I'm glad the day showed me a Calvary's tree. That's right. I'll tell you something else too about this tree. The tree made the water sweet immediately. It wasn't a progressive sweetness. If you ever get to Calvary, he'll change you. He'll change you. He'll change you. He'll make your water sweet. Amen. He'll make you sweet. Amen. Thank God. I'll tell you, say, Brother Hyde, how do we have such a sweet spirit? Because of the tree that got pulled in the waters, that made the water sweet. You won't know how to change your spirit. Thank God, get to the tree. Amen. That's right. You know, a lot of people get bitter on God. Get bitter because of other circumstances. That's right. Oh, yeah. But you'll never find bitterness. If you ever get saved in the water of the Lord, because he drank the bitter cup, of sin, that he might deliver you from sin. And if you let bitterness get in your heart and life, my friend, you know what you need to do? You need to take a look for the tree. You need the tree, thank God, in your life. You need the tree cast in your waters. You need the tree put where you're at. Our only hope you got is the tree. Thank God. Made them sweet. You want a sweet marriage? You need a tree cast into your waters. You want a sweet church? Go to Calvary. That's right. You want confidence and power in your life? Go to Calvary. In all my doubts, thank God he showed me a tree. That's the only way I can get out of the doubts and the hardships and the circumstances and the opposition and everything I face. Am I feeling in the journey? Thank God, it's go to Calvary. Go where Jesus died. Thank God, go to Calvary. Thank God, go to where He's at. Thank God, I know He's not on the cross, but thank God, that's where everything separates. It's at the cross. Everything.
You stand before God Almighty, you know where your judgment will be. I'll tell you where it'll be. Where you left it. Where you left it. That's where the judgment will be. It's where you left it. You say, where did I leave it? I left it at Calvary. Either you receive what He done on the tree, or you'll face God with crucifying His Son. Ain't nobody in between. Either you're guilty or not guilty. And the whole world's guilty. The only way it's lifted is because of the tree. Amen. That's the only way it's lifted. If you ever get lost in your sin, God shows you the tree. It'll be the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. That's right. Can I tell you this tonight as I finish tonight? I don't know what your heart is. I don't know what's in your heart. I don't know. But I do know this. When God shows him a tree and he threw it to the waters were made sweet. And I'll say this tonight. Calvary changes things. It does. Calvary changes things. Was it for crimes that I had done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the crossing where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart, it rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Amen.
John chapter 3, one of the most religious men ever lived, went to Jesus by night. Said to him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God. No man can do these miracles thou do except God be with him. Jesus said, Nicodemus, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That means he spiritually can't comprehend what I'm telling him. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said to him, except the man be born of water, of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He said, that which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I said unto thee, you must be born again. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, so is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can these things be? How did he get it? I believe Nicodemus is saved. You know how Nicodemus got saved? I'm preaching what I believe. He saw the tree. He would tell you what verse he saw it. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness for them Israelites to look upon that pole, and when they beheld the pole that serpent was on, when they looked at the brazen serpent, they were healed. He said, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Where was he lifted up? On a tree. And he said, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And I'm going to tell you this. This is why I believe it. That's why I believe Nicodemus is saved. I'm going to tell you what. He was a disciple after that. Thank God he talked about Jesus. He helped take him off the cross. Amen. I'm just believing that. Thank God the tree makes the difference. Calvary.
Calvary tree. Everybody ever gets saved. It won't be by your works. It'll be by the grace of Almighty God.
Get this. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. That's right.
It is the gift of God.
Not of works, lest any man should boast. There never would be a work that a man could do to deserve what he did on a tree. That's right. Listen to me. You get this here. Get this in your heart. Get this in your heart. When the Holy Spirit shows any sinner what Christ did in his heart, right there is where you pass from death unto life. That's right. Because that's where you bow. That's right. It's not by men, it's by God. Nobody could show Moses that tree but Jesus, but God, but the Father, amen. And I'm just saying tonight, friend, the best day of your life, hey God, is when you quit trying. Hey God, and quit trying to change the water. You can't change it. Hey God, and God shows you a tree in your own life, and it was Calvary. Hey God, that could only change. Hey God, what you are going through. I'm saying tonight, it's Calvary's tree. That's right. You know what people's doing? They're trying to get saved. That's right. Trying to get saved. I'm going to try to get saved. I'm going to try to get saved. You don't try to get saved. A lot of people got religion because they tried to get saved. It's like trying to see. You can't see. Ain't a soul winner alive can make a man see. We witness of the one that can. That's what witnessing is. It ain't about us. It's about Him. Amen. It's about Him, thank God, and what He can do. I'm telling you, thank God tonight, when the Lord came to me and opened my blinded eyes, it wasn't in nobody but Him. It wasn't nobody could do that but Him. Hey, you got saved because He came where you was at. You got saved because He opened your eyes. You got saved because He came where you was at. It wasn't nothing you're doing. It's all Him tonight. Did you see a blind man, that blind man trying to open his eyes and trying to see? Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. But when the Lord came by and touched his eyes, that's when he got his eyes open. That's right. I'm going to say, you can't rush salvation. Salvation is as immediate can be, but you can't rush it. You can try to get people saved, and that's what we ought to do, try to get them to come to Christ. That's what He'll have to do for them. Yeah. He'll have to come to them before they can come to Him.
Right.
I want to ask you a question. Can a man get saved when he wants to? No. He only gets saved when God comes to him. And them people couldn't change that water. But that tree that was stoned in had to get in that water to make that water new. You get what I'm saying? There was a day Christ came to you and got into you and made you new. That's right. Amen. Thank His name. Are you saved tonight? Let's stand. I appreciate you hearing the Word of God.